With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is withdrawing his nominee for the top federal prosecutor in the nation's capital. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said he reluctantly pulled the nomination of Ed Martin to be U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia.
I was disappointed. A lot of people were disappointed. But that's the way it works sometimes. You know, that's the way it works. And he wasn't rejected, but we felt it would be hard.
Martin faced opposition in Congress, including from a key Republican senator who said he could not support him for the job because of his defense of January 6 rioters. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The House on Thursday passed a bill to rename the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America, which would codify an executive order signed by President Trump on his first day in office. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
In a 211-206 vote, all but one Republican supported the measure, which was introduced by GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia in January and instructs federal agencies to update all documents and maps to reflect the name change within 6 months of enactment. It now goes to the Senate. Greene lauded the measure ahead of the vote Thursday morning, calling it, quote, one of the most important things that we can do this Congress, while claiming that Democrats are catering to Mexican cartels by opposing the name change. The vote came as House Republicans clash over slashing Medicaid and other social safety net programs to pay for Mr. Trump's tax, border security, and energy agenda. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Robert Prevost has been elected the first pope from the United States in the history of the Roman Catholic Church. The Chicago-born missionary took the name Leo XIV. In his first words as Pope Francis's successor, he emphasized peace, dialogue, and missionary evangelization. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 254 points, the Nasdaq rose 189. This is SRN News. What has a spirit?
That's the topic of a new global poll released by the Pew Research Center, and it finds that a majority of people in most countries believe that animals have a spirit. Here in the U.S., 57% think so. But what about a tree or a mountain? Most people in most countries also say yes to that, including 48% of Americans. The Pew survey also reveals that older folks are a lot less likely than the young to believe that animals or other things have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian missionaries need help in Africa. Josh Rivers of the International Mission Board tells Baptist Press that large swaths of the continent have yet to hear the gospel. Rivers says Senegal is less evangelical than Iran. While there are places where the gospel has taken root, there are many more where it is not being proclaimed. That's where we need believers to go. Much of Africa is Muslim. This is SRN News. A new U.S. government study provides the most complete picture yet of early-onset cancers.
This is defined as cancer diagnosed before age 50. The findings published in the journal Cancer Discovery. Scientists looked at data that included more than 2 million cancers diagnosed in people age 15 to 49. They found the largest increases in early-onset cancers were in breast, colorectal, kidney, and uterine cancers. About 63% of the early-onset cancers were among women. Explanations will take more research, but the rise in obesity is one leading theory. John Scott reporting.
The Trump administration has proposed a multi-billion-dollar overhaul of the U.S. air traffic control system in the wake of recent deadly plane crashes and technical failures that have put a spotlight on the outdated network. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.